Well, hello, bros. It's time for that hero stuff, bro! That hero stuff! Oh! How are you doing on the day of today? This is James Hall, and welcome to Restoring Heroes, real biblical manhood in a counterfeit world, empowered by the War Cry Podcast Network! Woo! Look, I got a whole lot to say in a little bit of time, so I need you to keep your ears peeled and your eyes open or something like that. Something of that. Something fancy like that. Let's do some shop talk. Look very. Look at me. Listen, Linda. Listen. I need you to go check out War Cry Podcast Network or warcrynetwork.com and look at the other War Cry people. We got A New Kind of Man. We got The Manhole. We got Frontline Podcast. We have a whole lot of guys a wife and husband team out there. So go check that out. And then I want you to check out the Instagram, you know, at Hero Stuff Bro. And then check out, I'm on Gab too, at Hero Stuff Bro on Gab. Check me out on Gab. And then Restoring Heroes Project on YouTube, you know. And that's it. That's enough shop talk. Let's get down to business. Look. So last week we talked about how to fight. We talked how to fight. Keeping your hands up, keeping your elbows down, and having a strong stance. We talked about how to fight, you know. Now we're going to talk about, this is how to fight part two, M-A-D. Move, attack, defend. How to fight part two, move, attack, defend. Now, as men, we fight against a counterfeit reality, a reality of false pleasures, false relationships, false acceptance, false manhood. We must learn to move, attack, and defend. All right, so this is a quote from one of my, that was me. Now, what I'm about to say is a quote, okay? Move. The best way to avoid a punch is to not be there. The best way to avoid a punch is to not be there. And that's from Mr. Miyagi. I think that's Karate Kid Part 3. When they went to Okinawa. In a fight, you cannot be inactive. You must move to avoid attacks. Action keeps you safe. To be stagnant is death. Listen to the scripture. Romans 13:12-14. The night is far gone. The day is at hand. So then let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the daytime. Not in orgies or drunkenness, not in sexual immorality, not in sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. You see that? You see all those action words? Walk, cast off, put on, walk properly. And then all these things, these action words, these descriptive words of things that are action, orgies and drunkenness and sexual immorality. And these are all things that you do, right? So if these are all things that you do. So the Bible is saying if you're walking properly, you are literally walking away from those sins. If you're moving in a fight, if you're moving away, you're avoiding sins, works of darkness. If you're in a fight and you're moving, you're avoiding, you're getting angles, you're avoiding punches, you're avoiding, I'm a martial artist, so you avoid punches, you're avoiding kicks, you're moving around to get better angles, you're moving around to avoid things, right? So what the scripture is saying in Romans, and this is just it's not deep, but you know, it's deep. Let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in drunken. So walking properly will avoid orgies and drunkenness, will avoid sexual immorality and sensuality, will avoid quarreling and jealousy. By putting on Jesus Christ, you make no provision for the flesh, gratifying its desires. By moving and avoiding things, you make no provision for the flesh, right? You make no provision for the flesh. So you'll avoid. Now I'm not going on that site. There's some guys, some of you men, you can't be on Instagram. There's some men, you don't need a TikTok. You don't need an Instagram. You don't need a Facebook. You need not to be even you might need a flip phone. You need to move to avoid. Look, if you're not fleeing the flesh, if you're not fleeing from the flesh, you are feeding it. If you're not dying to yourself, you're living for yourself. Move or get your tail whooped by Satan and your flesh. Move or get your tail whooped by Satan and the flesh. Listen very closely. Listen. I need you to flee like Joseph. So if you know the story of Joseph, he was in Potiphar's house, right? He got sold into slavery. All those things happened to him, but he was in Potiphar's house and he became as powerful as Potiphar. Second in command, Potiphar gave everything to him, but he could not touch his wife, right? He could not touch his wife, but Potiphar's wife was all on Joseph. I'm talking about every day trying to get Joseph, every day trying to get Joseph, every day. Come on over to my house. Every day, right? Every day. And one time she caught him by the cloak, caught him by his clothes. And she was like, come on. And he was like, no, I cannot do that to God. And I can't do that to Potiphar. He put me in it and he put me in charge of everything. And he said, I'm not even going to dishonor him like that. So he turned and ran, left his cloak behind. And that's what I'm talking about, man. He moved from the attack. And you have to learn how to move in this battle, in this war. As a warrior, you have to learn how to move. You flee. Okay? So you have to flee from sin like Joseph. Then when you mess up, if you don't flee and you run to sin and you indulge in sin, you have to run, move to God in repentance, like David. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew me a right spirit. Right? Don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Don't cast me away from you. Bring back to me the joys of your salvation, Lord. So you have to flee from sin, run to God. Don't stop moving in a fight. Like a shark, do not stop moving. A shark, if he stops moving, he will die. Do not stop moving in this battle. Always be active. Being stagnant is death, okay? So that's the first point, move. Second, attack. A well-timed attack is essential to the warrior in battle. Moving without attacking is putting the forces of darkness in the driver's seat of the battle because it puts you always on the defense. Let me say that again. Moving without counterattacking or without finding an angle to advance puts you on the defense, which puts your flesh and Satan in a driver's seat. You are always under the whims or under their desires. You're always reacting instead of being proactive. You're always in the backseat and your flesh and your desires is driving and you're reacting to those things. No, as a warrior, as a hero of Christ, as a hero, you have to be proactive. You have to be proactive. Okay. So it says, we cannot fight running backwards all the time. And listen to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. And this is the King James Version. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. For the pulling down of strongholds. Okay. So what is the weapon? If the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, what is the weapons? And you know, we got the sword of the spirit, right? And that's kind of a church answer. Yeah, the sword of the spirit, because it's the only thing you think about. But let's think of another way. What is the weapons? We destroy, I'm gonna keep on with the scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 5 and 6. We destroy every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to obey Christ, being ready to punish every disobedience when our obedience is complete. When your obedience is complete. So, what is our weapon? Our weapon is obedience. Only through obedience to Christ can we fight against the kingdom of darkness. That means that no matter the size, every step towards Jesus is a blow to the kingdom of darkness. Every spoken prayer, every song sung to God's glory, every time you honor your wife, every time you play with your kids, every time you resist temptation, every time you ask for forgiveness, every time you try to build a godly friendship or build godly friendships or mentor someone, every time you mess up and but try again and never give up. Every time you show up to be a man, you are landing crushing blows to the kingdom of darkness. Every step forward, every step against passivity, every step against passivity, every step against the old you, every time you mortify your flesh, every time you resist temptation, every time you decide I'm gonna avoid that, I'm gonna move away from that, every time you put safeguards up front, every time you are walking towards and putting your faith in and walking towards the kingdom of God, you are landing crushing. I'm talking about kamehameha. I'm talking about hadoukens. I'm talking about shoryukens. You are beating up the kingdom of darkness. You are attacking the kingdom of darkness every single time that you, no matter how small the step is, you decide to read a chapter a day. That's a small step. That's killing your flesh. You're gaining more knowledge about God. And every time you do that, you are bloodying, you are beating, you are going against, you are storming the gates. You are taking steps forward against the kingdom of darkness. You are taking a step forward in God. Every single time you do that, you are doing crushing blows against the kingdom of darkness. Why? Because you're mortifying your flesh. Why? Because you're putting on Christ. And with those things, with that putting on Christ, you are fighting. That's your attack mode. You being obedient to Christ is how you attack Satan. The Bible says submit to God. Then you can resist the devil. Then he will flee. It's a submission. It's the obedience to the will and the ways of God that causes your power that is mighty through God for pulling down strongholds. You cannot pull down strongholds if you're disobedient. So it's your obedience to God, your submission to his will and his way that gives you the power, because it's mighty through him, not mighty through yourself. So your submission, your obedience to God, everything, every obedience is a step in the war. It's a bomb, a napalm bomb, a nuclear explosion in the kingdom of darkness. Every step, no matter how small it is, right? I got excited. Sorry. Let's keep it moving. Defend. Move, attack, defend. With the ability to block your opponent, you are able to disrupt their attack plans. A good defense will cause your enemy to change their actions, setting them up for counterstrikes. It is important to defend the vital areas to keep them protected. This is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith. This is King James Version of, I memorized in my head. Take up the shield of faith so you'll be able to extinguish all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Faith is what we use to block. Our belief in God is what protects us. Whatever comes our way, faith is the right equipment. Whatever comes our way. So the ability to block, the ability to move, to attack, and the block attack. There's some cases where the way you block can cause, and I'm talking about fighting dynamics and things like that. Ring IQ. The way you block can cause your opponent to never use that tool again. If you kick, and if they're throwing a kick to your body, and you use your elbow, the point of your elbow, to block on their instep or the top of their foot, it's going to be very hard for them. They will be weary about throwing that kick again. And think about it the same way when it comes to spiritual. The way you use faith, believing in God's word, believing in God to block all the fiery darts of the wicked one, to extinguish all the fiery darts of Satan. To the way you use your faith to step forward, to the way you use your faith to say the word of God and believe in the power of the word of God, just like Jesus did in the wilderness. Right? Thus say, it has been written. It's written. That this and this and this and this. It's written that this and this and this and this. Right? He had faith. I mean, he was Jesus, obviously, right? Same way it works in our life, men. You really want to defend our children or our families and really protect? Well, that means you have to have faith that the God who chose you to be their father, who chose you to be her husband, will strengthen you, will give you the words to say will give you how to say it, will give you wisdom. You have to rely on him, because that's the only way that you could quench the fiery darts of the wicked one, is if you believe that he can do what he called you to do. Listen to what I said, because that was very important. If you believe that he can do what he called you to do, because only through him that you can do that. So you can block. You can block by your faith. Oh, I know it sounds wonky, but think about it. Faith is what helps Faith in God protects you. It is your covering. It is your covering. So all these things put together, moving, attacking, defending, is how you fight. In the midst of a fight, keep it active. Keep your hands moving. Keep everything moving. Keep your feet moving. By keeping your hands moving and your feet moving, you can find different angles to attack. And don't think just because you're attacking, the enemy is not attacking back. So because the enemy is attacking back, you have to use blocks. You have to use your faith to block. You have to use the word of God to block, to block and to counterpunch, to block counterpunch with the word, block counterpunch with prayer, block counterpunch with your faith, block counterpunch, right? The things that you have to block. You have to block with the word of God. You have to block Satan attacking your daughter's self-esteem, right? And you have to pray for her to have God esteem. It's not about herself. So you have to train her in that. Satan attack your wife and thinking that what she does is worthless. The world is attacking housewives and the world is attacking homeschool parents, the world is attacking, and you have to protect them. You have to have faith that what you're doing, what God has called you to do, is the right thing, and you have to use the word of God to encourage and to empower and to lead your homes. The way you protect not just you and your temptations, but your family and what they're going through, right, is through faith. Faith in what? God. Faith in God's, and get faith in everything God says through his word. Nothing more, nothing less. So if you really want to learn how to fight, you have to learn how to be mobile, move. You have to learn how to attack, and you have to learn how to defend. Move, attack, defend. And that's I got to say about that, heroes. Until next time, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, and be strong out there. And if you haven't made a review, write a review. Whoop-ah! I wanna be